Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and I, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, so Paul was blown away by this as well, Woods. You know me, San Diego native, sports fan. I've been going to sporting events in this town over 40 years.
Yeah.
I feel like I know more than the average bear about San Diego sports. Fair enough?
Yeah, that's
right?
Fair. That's
right?
I would say that's a fair statement.
It's Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. The answer to this question, I thought, was obvious and easy. So easy that I think you've got this one. Woods, name the NBA teams that have called San Diego home.
The Clippers.
The Clippers.
And the Clippers.
And the Rockets.
Oh, the Rockets.
Yeah,
that's
Rockets.
Right.
That's, for my entire life, that's always been the answer to that question. That's all we've had. We've had the two NBA teams in town. And I found out last night, like my world changed, that we had a third NBA team in San Diego that I knew nothing about. And it... apparently, from the reaction on Twitter to the story, not a lot of other people did. Paul didn't know this.
I did see this going around.
Did you see this as well?
Yeah, I saw this going around.
I was so stunned by this, and I'm guessing a lot of the listeners are going to be surprised as well. So they were talking about the Golden State Warriors last night, and a story came out of the PBS affiliate up in the Bay Area about how the Golden State Warriors got their name. Because that's an unusual name for a sporting team. I mean, usually it's the name of the city or the state. You know, the Florida Marlins,
yeah,
or the Texas Rangers, or the San Diego Padres. But, you know, it's a nickname. It's the Golden State. Where did that come from? Because they were the Philadelphia Warriors. Then they were the San Francisco Warriors. They moved out to the West Coast. And they played all over. I mean, they played in San Francisco and San Jose and Daly City and in the East Bay. But they were always the San Francisco Warriors. And then in 1971... the owner of the Warriors decided, well, he wanted to get a new arena, and it wasn't having a lot of luck up there in Oakland. So
weird.
He had a plan to split his season, and he was going to play games both in the Bay Area, and they were going to play games in San Diego. And in 1971, the Golden State Warriors were born, because it would be weird to play games as the San Francisco Warriors in San Diego.
Sure.
So they played six games that season down at the sports arena in San Diego, and we're a split team. And we're going to have more later this hour on the possibility of a new split team coming to Major League Baseball in the future. But I was so floored by that story.
How many games?
Six.
Six.
Six games, but they legit were part San Diego that year, and that's why they're called the Golden State Warriors and not the Oakland Warriors or some other name that would be more, I don't know, common to where they're located in their geography.
Six games. It just adds to the rich history here, doesn't it, Benny? Six full games for the Golden State Warriors. Oh, it's kicking in. I just gave him some Alka-Seltzer, and it is kicking in. I can see
what's
it.
What's kicking in?
The Alka-Seltzer.
You think something's kicking in?
I just saw you like, woo.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Hit it hard, baby. Attaboy.
I'm good. What is it about that stuff? I mean, it really doesn't affect other people like this, right?
No, like 7-year-olds take it, and they're fine. It's got that good acetaminophen in it. Look at him; he is bugging. Look at Jeff; he's never seen it. I told you, it's not fake.
Did you like give me like a triple dose?
No,
nope,
just gave you the old the regular dose.
The eyes have just like doubled in size in a matter of seconds.
Right? He's like, huh? What? What is it? He's like on mushrooms. It's kicking in, by the way.
The Alka-Seltzer?
Yeah, it's kicking in. Look at him; he's bugging out.
Oh my god.
Fine.
Yeah, you look
it. Oh, my God. I've never seen that look on your face before.
His eyes are like saucers.
I'm fine. What? What? I don't understand anything. What? What'd you take over?
You put Adderall on that, didn't
no,
you?
No. You saw me. Holy cow. Look at him. He's like, this is so fun. Hey, we're live on the radio, by the way.
We are.
We are live on the radio.
I've got notes.
Just got
here.
A call.
I've got notes.
You have a call?
I got a call.
Oh, you got a call.
That's why I was not here. Cubes people. He's calling in.
Oh, it's so
about 13 minutes from now.
I love it. I can't wait to talk to the great Ice Cube today. Have him judge Ben's raps. If Ben can get through it right now, he looks like he just... I mean, it is... Look at him. He's not saying a word for
what? What? Okay. Oh, I've got my notes here.
All right, here we go. Reset it.
Okay, here we go. Congratulations to Jalen McDaniels, was drafted yesterday by the Charlotte Hornets with the 52nd overall pick in the draft. He went to San Diego State. Good for him. Mm-hmm. That was good for him.
It's great for him.
What were we talking about in the draft, right?
Well, no, we really weren't talking about anything. I should, though, mention, though, let me get this out of the way. You need to join Gwen and Chris as they head on the road to Buffalo Wild Wings in Mission Valley on Monday, June 24th. Benny, you can go by and support the Tony and Lynn Foundation. While you're there, sign up to be the biggest fan, and you can win Giants and Padres tickets that very day at Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Gwen and Chris this Monday at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mission Valley right here on 97.3
The Fan. There was a funny moment in the draft last night that I wanted to point out. And So as ESPN's doing the broadcast... And as each team slot comes up, you know, the analysts get together and they discuss the needs. And they come up with a little graphic at the bottom of the screen, like, you know, Pelicans need size inside, or the, you know, Raptors need bench help off the bench.
So each bench team, help off the bench, yeah.
But each team had a different little graphic what they needed. I thought it was hilarious. So did you see ESPN trolling the Knicks when their turn came up with number 3? And their graphic needs, it said everything. Starters and bench. The Knicks need absolutely everything.
Well, they're off to a good start because their kid is a really good player.
And R.J. Barrett, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
The Maple Mamba, as they call him, from Canada.
Yep.
And, you know, when the season started, remember, Zion Williamson was, like, exciting and athletic, but R.J. Barrett was kind of the consensus... He's going to go number one guy.
Yeah,
out of Duke.
He was the real trendy topic back then was, yeah, Zion is an absolute freak, but the more complete player is R.J. Barrett. So R.J. Barrett is actually going to go higher than Zion, and it wasn't the case.
Yeah, and then Ja Morant was the guy who sort of came out of nowhere from Murray State, the smaller school, that some people think could end up being the best player out of all of them in this draft.
He's a stud.
We're going to go back at the 2019 NBA draft in 10 years, and it'll be interesting to see which of these three guys is having the best career. If all three of them are like consistent all-stars, if it's, you know, one of them flames out, you see that, you know, every once in a while, one of those top three picks doesn't make it.
Yeah.
You remember the Greg Odens and Michael Olowokandis of the world?
Very much so. The microfracture surgery with Greg Oden is what you always hear about. These guys are all in pretty good shape and good health. They're going to be fine.
I saw some questions about Zion they were bringing up yesterday. You know, he's 285 pounds. Now, he's tall. And
6'11"
it's
something?
All muscle. Yeah. I mean, he's in unbelievable shape. He's not fat by any stretch of the imagination. And we know fat.
Yes,
he?
We
so
do.
We can tell you without a doubt he's not. But that's still a lot of weight on joints. Joints don't know whether they're carrying muscle or fat or not. It's all weight. So knees, especially, the durability factor will be an issue against the bigger bodies of the NBA. And you know, banging it out in an 82-game schedule is a concern about, well, everyone, but in particular for Zion Williamson, a kid that young, that big, whether he's going to have the durability to have a long-lasting NBA career.
Absolutely, Ben. I couldn't have said it better myself. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, people tweeting in right now. Jono87 says, Alka-Seltzer, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Christopher Chadwick says, LMAO, Ben Higgins on Alka-Seltzer, so pure. Ghost of Ray Kroc is like, when he's not on the job, he talks like a normal human and not a Star Wars alien, right? Says, yeah.
Am I talking like a Star Wars alien?
A little bit.
What's I'm just confused right now.
Are you going to apologize, or are you afraid for your job today because you're on, you know, narcotics on the air?
Well, I don't think it is a narcotic. You've told me that it's actually
it's a narcotic
just,
for
it's
you.
Like Tylenol. I'm trying to be at my best. You know, when you, usually when guys are sick and they come to work anyway and they try to tough it out, that's usually you get credit with your boss.
True.
Like, hey, this guy,
you know, grinding.
Take one for the team. He could have just called in sick, but here he is working, trying to finish off a good second week of Ben and Woods. So I'm here. And if you needed some performance enhancers just to get through the show, I guess that's what we got to do.
Performance enhancers. I love it.
All right. We'll have Ice Cube, Nancy Lieberman from the Big Three, and some raps at some point, hopefully with Mr. Cube. That is coming up in just a moment. Ben Woods, 97.3, the fan. Biggest fan. Greatest fan. Biggest fan.
Yeah,
biggest fan, right? We got a 30-minute warning right now. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, we're going to call out a name of today's biggest fan. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes to call back and claim your tickets to see Hootie and the Blowfish at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. We're possibly Santana. I know what I'm doing here. Keep listening for your chance to win. If you call in on time, you will also qualify for our grand prize, a Vegas road trip to the MGM Grand for a two-night stay to sit by the pool, along with tickets to Jabberwockies. That's a funny word. If you have not signed up yet, go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to win. Also got some movie passes to Ultra Star Cinemas in Mission Valley.
God, that's good.
Jabberwockies.
Jabberwockies is a funny word.
I've been saying it for all week.
You have.
It's a funny word. Jabberwockies. Jabberwockies.
Oh, my God.
So this is going to be the third season of the Big Three, and this was a good idea.
It's a really good idea. Way to be much better than the AAF. Like they're here to stay. It's phenomenal.
I don't really want to see, you know, like baseball players in a celebrity softball game or football players like try to run it back out there when they're 50. But it actually is kind of fun to watch NBA stars who you're so familiar with coming back out and playing a little 3-on-3 basketball, and they still have that competitive drive out there. They still have got that personality.
And they can still shoot.
And yeah, I mean, you can still do that. So let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. And we're joined right now by the chairman, the founder of the Big Three, and along with them, a basketball Hall of Famer, Ice Cube, and Nancy Lieberman. I mean, what a duo that is here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Cube, Nancy, it's good to have you on the show this morning.
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
Thank you.
You guys are like Martha and Snoop on that show today. This is it's great to have you both. What? That's a great show. Have you seen? You've seen that show, right?
I have. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So tonight is the opening. You got national TV and everything. Tell me about the success. Tomorrow is the opening day, not tonight. All right, I got the dates wrong. Just building up the Big Three from the first year now to year number three. Tell me about the idea and how it's turned out for you guys.
Well, it's professional 3-on-3 basketball played at the highest level by former NBA players and pros from around the world. And, you know, we kick it off tomorrow night on CBS, 5 p.m. And then we got a game on Sunday, too, in Indianapolis. And that'll be 10 a.m., you know, so you can get an early game. So you can check us out Saturday night, but you can also check us out Sunday morning. And it's just hard-nosed, competitive, old-school, back-to-the-basket, trash-talking, hand-checking basketball.
And so you guys got the new TV deal. That had to feel pretty good. How hard was that to lock down?
Well, it's not easy. You know, when you have a major sport, you want to be on a network that presents major sports in a major way. And when you really look around, there's only a few people in the game. And at the top of the game is CBS. So to be able to navigate our way and find ourselves at the top with the top network is, you know, lets us know that, you know, somebody's looking down on us and making sure that this league, you know, goes on and stays successful. So we're so happy to be with CBS. We believe this is a, you know, a year that's going to be bigger and better than the first 2 years combined, and we're just ready to go.
We're talking to Ice Cube and Nancy Lieberman here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Nancy, how's the squad looking so far?
Well, we will find out when we play company tomorrow, and it'll be the championship game revisited, but. We're looking forward to it. The crowds in Detroit last year were phenomenal, as they were around the league. The fact that the game is on, you know, national TV on CBS. Year three, the growth has been absolutely incredible. And you can see that by the players, the named players that are now wanting to be a part of the big three, because they had a chance to kind of eyeball it for a year or two and see exactly what this league was all about. And they said, you know what, it's competitive, it's real, it's with guys that, you know, we've had a career with, and we want to go to war with them, and we want to try and win a championship. So everything that Ice Cube has done to give us this platform and extend our careers as coaches or as players at the highest level has really been a blessing.
And you guys you already had some big names last year, but tell us the names that you guys are most excited about that are joining the big three this year.
Gilbert Arenas, Lamar Odom, Joe Johnson,
wow.
Jason Terry, Josh Smith, Al Jefferson, Mario Chalmers, Carlos Arora. You know, we got names, you know, the new names are great, but to add to the names that we already had, like Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, Steven Jackson, I mean, how could you beat that with a stick? You know, it's just a great league. If you love basketball and you hating on the big three, we got to take your pulse. You know, we got to...
I mean, that's a great list, and I love it. It's a phenomenal idea. Ice Cube, Nancy Lieberman from the Big Three with us here on Ben and Woods. And Nancy, I wanted to ask you, because you've always been a trailblazer in basketball, Hall of Famer from the Olympics to your playing coaching career. You were coaching a men's team. You broke some ground there as the head coach of a men's professional sport. We're seeing more women, though, as assistant coaches in the NBA, in the NFL, on the sidelines. That's got to be a trend that you like to see. How long do you think before we see even more of that?
Well, when you have people like Ice Cube who are willing to open the door and give women opportunity, we also have to have a little skin in the game. We have to be good at what we do. This is not Skittles. Everybody doesn't get one. We have to earn the right to be able to be at this level, whether I was coaching in the NBA with the Sacramento Kings, now being a head coach here in the Big Three, you're going to see more and more of it. And you're going to see that because somebody like Ice Cube put 2 feet in and said, I'm going to give this woman an opportunity. We win a championship, and then it filters down. I know that because after the championship at the Hall of Fame, Adam Silver, Rick Carlisle, Steve Kerr, Coach Thibodeau, coaches were asking me. And it's a respect thing, and you have to prove yourself. Well, you can't prove yourself if somebody doesn't give you an opportunity. So that's why I'm grateful, because Ice Cube is going to have his thumbprint on changing the culture in this country about giving women opportunities.
Well, that's so incredible. As long as I've got you here, Nancy, I know you work as a broadcaster with the Pelicans, so they had an exciting night last night with Zion Williamson and some drama in the NBA draft. You got some quick thoughts on how they did and the impact Zion's going to have?
One thing that I'll say about the Pelicans is they took a tough situation and made it a positive. And, you know, Anthony Davis gets an opportunity to take his career to the next level that he sees fit. There's nothing wrong with that. Then the Pelicans get a chance to rebuild and have young players. Zion it has all the markings of somebody who can become iconic. But I give David Griffin and Alvin Gentry held that thing together when it could have fell apart last year. So they did a really good job. The Lakers now have an opportunity to go back to their glory years and be a contender. You know, you got three really great players in Kuzma, obviously one of the greatest, LeBron, and now Anthony Davis.
That is, it's really exciting stuff. We're both big fans. But, Cube, you know, people are tweeting in right now. They want us to ask you two things. Number one, why won't you bring a team to San Diego? Because we need one here, and we think it's a great place, and I know you do too.
Yes, I love San Diego.
So, any chance of coming to San Diego?
Of course, we want to come to San Diego. We were trying to get down there this year. We had some scheduling issues, so most of our games were played on the East Coast this year. But, you know, next year, we're definitely trying to get to San Diego. We know you guys miss basketball at this level. I've been campaigning to get the Clippers back to San Diego. And nobody want to listen to me. Let's start a petition, and y'all can have them back.
All Cube, all you want, Cube, is to get the Clippers back here and get the Chargers back here as well, because you do not want them in L.A.
Somebody get the damn president on the phone. I'm trying to get the, Clippers and the Chargers back to San Diego, back where they belong, and let's right the world. That's why the world is WAP. That's why we have global warming. Right?
That's probably part of it, yeah.
And the Chargers are in L.A., and something ain't right with the universe.
Well, talk to our mutual friend Amy Trask, because I know that we have her on a ton. She's fantastic, and I know she's been helping out as well with the Big Three since its inception. Between that amount of juice that you all have, we should be able to make this happen.
Yeah, we need to do something, you know. You know, Amy's been great. She's been helping us navigate sports. You know, we're new booties to sports, and she's been in sports for, you know, over 20 years. So you know, it's just it's incredible to have her. And, you know, maybe we can get some people on the phone. We get Roger Goodell in the headlock and get Adam Silver in the headlock and get the teams down there.
We would absolutely love it. You guys are amazing. And got one small favor to ask you. So if you couldn't tell by my partner,
feel free to say no, by the way.
No, feel free to say yes. Ben Higgins is my partner, Cube, and he's officially the whitest man in America. You will never meet a more vanilla.
I'm a golfer.
He's as white as
I
can.
Just,
he's
as white I own as it. I own it.
He's got the broadcasting voice, the whole thing. So I thought of this great idea a year ago. I think it's really funny when he reads hardcore rap lyrics on the radio. All right. And it's when you hear it, you'll know why we do this bit every Friday. No, turn this mic off. Every Friday, we do this. And I thought it would be such an honor for all of us. Can he rap for you, and then you give us your honest feedback?
Yeah, I will.
All right, here we go. Let's get it going.
Time for the whitest man in America to spit some straight fire.
Oh no, the fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out.
Each week, Woods gives Ben lyrics from the world of rap and hip-hop to make him as uncomfortable as humanly possible. You're welcome, San Diego. It's Ben Reads Raps on 97.3 The Fan.
Let me just say that this is not supposed to be disrespectful, because you are an artist, as are all the great rappers. I do my best here. I'm just not very good at it.
The fact that he had to say that just shows you how white he is.
It really is bad, Cube. I'm sorry. And they've given me what is, I'm sure, one of your classics here. Break 'em. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. Damn. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out. What's up? Hooked it up for later as I hit the
dough,
thinking that I will live another 24. I got to go because I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, and not a jacker in sight. And everything is all right. I got a beep from Kim, and she can F all night, called up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble. Last week, it's around and got a triple-double. Freaking ins every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's,
that's great rhyming structure. It really is good stuff.
But. Cube, all right, just, Ben, quiet for a second. I want to get the honest feedback from the author of that song, Ice Cube.
Lord have mercy. You know, I've never had my lyrics butchered. Method Man. Now we got Mayonnaise Man.
Mayonnaise Man. I am dead. I'm deceased. That's the best moment I've ever had in radio. Right there, that very second.
I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I really.
Holy cow. I do got. While we have Cube on the phone.
In my defense, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Cube, real quick, that song is so iconic. It's so iconic. Do you remember writing that song, like writing those lyrics down and then looking at them going, oh yeah, this is a hit?
Yeah, you know, I knew it was a great concept, you know, because, you know, you coming from where we come from, you're always looking for, you know, things to go south. You know, real fast. And when you get through a day and you're like, you know what? Nothing went south in my day. Everything was kind of cool. I just knew it was a great concept. And then picking the Isley Brothers music.
Yeah.
It was a hit before I rapped one lyric on it already. So we had the ingredients to make a great song. And to this day, if I don't do good, it was a good day in concert. Man, it's hell to pay.
I know the Isley Brothers.
He knows the Isley Brothers. Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys are phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You made our day. I'm really honored to talk to a Hall of Famer, and good luck this season with the Big Three. Starting tomorrow, CBS. You guys got a great lineup, great players. Really appreciate it, and thank you so much.
No problem. You got two Hall of Famers up here. You know, I'm Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Oh, well, that's right. That's fair enough. See, I'm not a music guy, so that's on my partner to introduce you as a Hall of Famer. I handle the sports side, so.
Hey, we love y'all, man.
Thank you, Cube. You too, guys.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, my God. Mayonnaise Man.
We had Method Man. Now we have Mayonnaise Man. Oh, my God.
He goes, Lord have mercy.
So, let's see. This week, I've got to do a handshake with Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
And now I've gotten my own nickname from Ice Cube.
Mayonnaise Man.
Yeah. I don't care. I'll take it. Anything that Ice Cube comes up with, I will take that happily.
You just got to rap to Ice Cube.
I did.
I can't even keep up.
And he gave me a nickname.
Right,
in a Kangol hat and gold chains. Like, it is. I mean, that was. I think we should call it a day. Where do we go from here,
Friday,
right?
Friday.
Where do we go? That's true. We still have Matt Vasgersian and A.J. Preller. Like, we haven't even started, really.
I can retire right now, and I'm good.
Holy crap. That better win us a Marconi.
That was
right
a
there.
Legendary moment on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 1.9% APR at the Hohen Summer Sale this weekend. Subject to approval, visit SDCCU.com. Well, we got a Friar Friday to get ready for. We got AJ Preller coming on, Matt Vasgersian coming on. We got to figure out, because we usually like to do this planning on the show, because I don't have time to do it before the show. What are we going to ask AJ Preller? If you want to call in and give us some thoughts on what you want to hear from the general manager of the Padres, you can do that. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. That's next with Bennett Woods. Mayonnaise Man and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. If you'd like to thank Ice Cube and Nancy Lieberman, but Ice Cube for that entertainment, go ahead and watch The Big Three.
For that what?
The entertainment.
Okay.
Entertainment.
God, he is
people
jacked
were
right now.
Seemingly entertained.
To say the least.
And I don't even understand. I really don't. And I'm.
Are you in a blackout right
happy
now?
Like, to play along.
Will you wake up later and be like, what just happened? Did I work
probably
today?
Probably.
Yeah, your wife's going to have to come pick you up from work.
Probably.
Don't do this. I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying? Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't Do This.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This, of course, brought to you by EcoWater Water Systems. EcoWater Water Systems provide crystal clear, really, really, really clean water for your home or business. Find them at EcoWater. That's ECOWaterSD.com.
Don't Do This. Three sports stories that make you shake your head. Be better from the world of sports. Hannah Woods telling her husband,
yes,
don't do this.
My lovely wife.
How it works. But the first one to me is just an offense to all that I hold dear in the sports world. You know how much I love the Masters. Just can't get enough of it. I watch every second online television broadcast. You can't even like pull me away in April. So the Masters is notoriously fickle with their tickets. You can't resell them. You can't scalp them. You can't give them away. Uh-oh. You got to use them. But if anyone had a chance, you know, obviously they'd be very valuable. Where this family, four members of a family in Texas, came up with this scheme. You have a lottery that you enter if you want to buy Masters tickets every year, and you know, the vast majority of people never win, never get a chance to go. But what they did is they got a hold of all kinds of, you know, lists of addresses and names. And they entered, like, thousands and thousands of names. And then if they were drawn, they would make fake IDs and stuff in order to get those tickets. So then they could resell them on the black market, make tons of money. And they were arrested and all charged with felony conspiracy in court for this fraud scheme of trying to rip off the Masters with their ticket scheme.
Well, because it's the Masters, they will be shot and killed in front of a firing squad. That's how seriously they take things at the Masters. They're actually going to die.
Remember that story? Like, someone actually wanted just to pick, like, for a memorabilia, they, like, picked a flower.
Yeah.
And they were basically
thrown in jail.
Dragged off the course and thrown in jail.
Beaten
for,
mercilessly.
Like, picking a flower.
Yeah. I mean, anything goes there at the Masters, including racism. But do not pick a flower at the Masters. Or
they
you
would resell all of these tickets. They won over 1,000 of them, and they'd sell them for like $2,500 each.
I mean, that's
and
a,
they made
that's
hundreds
hell,
of thousands of dollars.
That's a hell of a scam if you can get it done.
Yeah.
Speaking of scams, Ben, this story came down yesterday from Jeff Passan. I don't understand what's happening, but the Tampa Bay Rays have now been allowed, I guess, to explore the option of possibly playing half of their year in Montreal, which used to have the Expos, and half of their year there in Tampa Bay. Look, it's lean times for Tampa Bay. They've got a really good baseball team. They win
5,000 or something to their game against the Blue Jays last week.
Yeah, they win a lot. They're exciting. They're young. They've got some really talented players, including last year's Cy Young winner, Blake Snell. They're legit. They are a fun team to watch. No one goes to watch them. So they're looking for ways around this. I think what this is, though, Ben, I think it's just a ploy to try to get people interested in maybe paying for a new stadium there in Tampa St. Pete. Because, I mean, they're averaging about 14,000 right now, which is putrid. And again, you're talking about a 90-win team. But can you imagine the logistical nightmare that it would be to play half of your games in Tampa and half of your games in Montreal for a year? How do you get a free agent to go, you know what? I really love extra travel. I love having two places. I love putting my kids in two different school systems. I love my wife having to find us a place to live in two different cities. That sounds amazing. Where do I sign?
Well, ironically, the Expos actually kind of did this. They played 22 home games in Puerto Rico in 2003. We talked earlier this hour about how the Golden State Warriors, unbeknownst to me, played six games in San Diego in 1971, and that's why they started being called the Golden State Warriors. The Kansas City Kings played games in Omaha one year. I mean, it's happened before. It's not. Is it ideal? Where, if they make the playoffs, where do you play playoff games?
Could you find
Tampa
somewhere?
Or Montreal?
Could you find somewhere further from Tampa St. Pete possibly than? How about Seattle? Like, it's the ass end, you know, north. It's
for baseball players though. They already usually have a place like at spring training. They got to find every year. Their home city, wherever they live with their family, their play city, and then you'd have a you have to have like four different homes throughout the course of the year. What you said in the beginning, though, is what really bothers me. What this really is putting the screws to another city.
Yep,
like we had to deal with here in San Diego, a team that's basically threatening to leave, and they're only threatening. They don't even know how to threaten, right? They're threatening to half leave. Hey, if you don't get us a new stadium, we're going to half leave and go to Montreal for July through September.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You get 12,000 fans? I mean, you're already getting 14 and you have a 90-win team. By the way, it is a 22-hour drive from Tampa Bay to Montreal, in case you were ever wanting to make that road trip. But do you see this coming to fruition? Because I don't.
I do not. Yeah.
But it was interesting. I mean, look, that is definitely thinking outside the box.
Final story, the New York Mets, just like the Padres often do with hitting coaches, New York Mets are throwing their pitching coach under the bus. They fired pitching coach Dave Island yesterday, which is fine. I mean, the Mets haven't exactly had the best pitching in the league this year.
They sure got good pitchers.
But I will say that Jacob DeGrom came out and said, yeah, this is not fair. This wasn't his fault. This guy has helped me a ton the last few years, and normally you'd like a pitching coach that helps develop a guy like Jacob DeGrom. The interesting thing is who they replaced Dave Island with. Phil Regan was named the interim pitching coach. 82-year-old Phil Regan going to be the pitching coach for the Mets. Hey, good for him.
My initial reaction was to laugh, right, and be like, I remember storming the beach at Normandy. But then I'm like, well, hell, if he's 82 and still out there, you know, doing his thing, that's fantastic. He was Sandy Koufax's teammate, by the way, I read. The guy is old. He's 82 years old.
I will say that it seems like, okay, this seems like Jack McKeon was close to 80,
yeah.
I think, when he came back and won a World Series with the Marlins. Dick LeBeau, a defensive coordinator, long time with the Steelers and now with the Titans, is still going strong, I think, at least until last year, 81 years old. So, I mean, how can we all be so lucky that we can still be productive and gainfully employed as octogenarians?
Yeah, it will be a miracle to see 80, buddy. I mean, in my case, and probably yours
probably.
With your schedule. Yeah, so, I can't make fun. I can't poke fun at that because...
Well, I'm poking fun at the Mets for firing the guy that basically was responsible for Jacob DeGrom, according
to
Jacob
DeGrom.
Yeah, so,
exactly.
Yeah, do you want to really get rid of that guy? You got one of the most amazing pitchers on the planet.
Phil Regan calls the guys in. He's like, I'm going to show you all how to throw a fork ball, a palm ball. It hasn't been used since the 40s. Try this palm ball next time you're out. No, I mean, good for him. Look, the Mets are they got to be the most frustrating organization. It's got to be so frustrating to be a Mets fan. You look at these
DeGrom,
stud. You're like, jeez, we got these studs. Yeah. You got a great, you had a great closer. I don't know, man. It is just, it's baffling to me why they just can't win ball games.
And that is Don't Do This.
That is Don't Do This.
Friday.
It is brought to you by Eco Water Water Systems. Great tasting, crystal clear, odor-free, virtually contaminant-free water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Eco Water Water System. It's really, really clean water. Find them at Eco Water. That's ecowatersd.com.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we kind of had reversed things here in our 7 o'clock hour on Friday, which you do when you have Ice Cube on. You will change the schedule around a little bit.
Yes.
We're also kind of changing things around in our Friar Friday. Before we get to A.J. Preller, who's going to be our Friar Friday guest at 8:35, we're going to have Matt Vasgersian joining us from MLB Network and ESPN Sunday Night Baseball in about 12 minutes here on Ben and Woods. But I want to start preparing. I know we should have done this earlier, but I want to start preparing more for the A.J. Preller interview. And really, like, the topics that I think our listeners want to hear from A.J. on this morning. Obviously, I think the trade deadline we've talked about is something that's big for me. Like, how many games do the Padres have to win in the next 2-3 weeks if they want to be buyers and really think they can go for it? I'm sure he won't give us a specific number, but even the little clues that you kind of hear will be telling in terms of where they're kind of thinking they are right now. A game above 500, getting ready to head out on the road, 5 games in Pittsburgh and Baltimore over the next just short road trip, and then they're back home again. Going to be telling to hear from that, but I know you wanted to hear, what's the latest with Luis Urias? I mean, about 3 weeks ago, everyone was clamoring for that guy to be up instantly. Now, Ian Kinsler and Greg Garcia have been pretty productive lately, and those calls have died down a little bit.
They really have, and it's amazing what happens when guys stop striking out and putting the ball in play, and good things happen, but Kinsler's been playing better. I know it makes people mad. But no, the thing I want to ask him, too, is about Chris Paddock. You know, I know Chris Paddock is a fiery guy. I know he was really excited to be a big league pitcher. He got sent down, you know, and I think it's a strategic move, right? Because you've got options. You can use them. You want to save those bullets. But I want to know, like, hey, how did he take it? Are you planning on doing this again? What's it look like going forward for the Padres and Chris Paddock? Because I really believe in this kid, and I know a lot of people do. And I feel like I just wonder how it affects guys.
By the way, for all the people who were skeptical and said, oh, this is they're trying to manipulate service time for Chris Paddock by sending him down, they're bringing him back up after the minimum 10 days going down to the minor league.
Yeah.
So it's not like they buried him for 2 months. This is just basically an extension of the strategy we've been seeing the first couple of months of the season, bringing up guys as a sixth starter, using off days. Chris Paddock and Matt Strom, I believe both, and Nick Margavichus, none of them have pitched on 4 days rest yet.
Right.
Which is, I mean, the norm. In baseball, you figure your pitchers, more often than not, your starters are going to go on 4 days rest. The Padres almost never do that. I think Lucchese's done it like twice, and Lauer's done it once or something like that. Almost always, their pitchers will have at least 5, if not 6 days rest between starts. And that is that's a plan they put in place at the beginning of the season, and it's not an easy one to pull off.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's hard for Andy Green because he's got to manage a short bullpen constantly using bullpen days. And it's not easy for A.J. Preller, who really has to use that entire 40-man roster. I know we talk about the 25 day-to-day, but it really is a full 40 where he's got to pull guys from El Paso, you know, send Phil Maton back and forth, you know, get a day from Kazuhisa Makita. There's we're in a groove between El Paso and San Diego right now just to try to get through this season without torching all these young arms and putting too many innings on them at this stage in their career.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about the grief that Andy Green gets sometimes about, and my baseline argument is it's hard to win games also watching the future. It really is. It's got to be very hard to go out and win today's game knowing, well, I also got to keep an eye on his pitch count and innings limit and things like that and options and all that. I mean, it's they're both in that situation, though, AJ and Andy. So interested to get his take on that as well. I don't think he's going to give us a whole hell of a lot about, like, well, yeah, we definitely want to add a frontline starter and add a center fielder and add this, that, and the other. He's pretty reserved and guarded because, he doesn't want to overplay his hand, right? But I think there's no question that there are areas of this team that need to be upgraded.
It's funny because, the start of the season, the pitching overperformed and the offense couldn't do anything. So the Padres played a bunch of close games, low-scoring games, you know, a lot of 3-2, 4-3. Lately, the offense has come alive, and now the pitching's kind of gone, you know, down the tubes a little bit, and they're playing 14-13 and 16-12 and 8-7 at Petco Park. We have yet to really see this season the pitching and the hitting coincide at the same time where they're kind of hot. And that, I mean, you know, that's why the Padres haven't won a lot of games by 4 or 5 runs. Every win is like 1 or 2 because they're getting one or the other, but not both at the same time.
That's exactly right. Paul?
I think he was just telling us that we're getting near the top and we got Matt Vasgersian.
Oh, perfect.
Coming up
awesome.
In just a couple of minutes.
I thought you were about to weigh in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. And we got to announce the name of the biggest fan today before 8 o'clock. So let's do that right now. When I announce the name, you'll have 10 minutes to call in at 833-288-0973. Claim your Hootie and the Blowfish tickets, your Ultrastar movie passes in Mission Valley. Entered for the grand prize of the Vegas road trip to the MGM Grand. 2 nights stay and tickets to Jabberwockies. All right, this is a tough one. Chitrung Tran.
You can't say that on the radio.
Chitrung Tran. If I can read raps, I can say Chitrung Tran. You are the biggest fan. Call now, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. And we will be back with Matt Vasgersian, ESPN, next on Ben and Woods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.